From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Fierce fighting between militants and government forces at Libya's only international airport killed 20 and left more than 60 wounded Monday. Mitiga Airport in Tripoli was shut down for most of Monday, and it's unclear when flights can fully resume. The airport is a former military base and has been used for civilian flights since the regular airport was damaged by fighting 4 years ago. Libya's internationally recognized government says armed militants attacked the airport, where more than 2,500 people are jailed for various crimes. The government statement said the attack was aimed at the release of terrorists belonging to the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda, as well as other groups from the detention center. Two suicide bombers blew themselves up in Iraq's capital Monday, killing at least 31 people and wounding at least 100 more. The blasts happened in Tehran Square in central Baghdad during the morning rush hour. There's been no claim of responsibility so far, but past bombings have been carried out by Islamic State militants. Last month, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared victory over ISIS, but insurgent attacks have continued nonetheless in various parts of Iraq. India and Pakistan exchanged gunfire Monday in the disputed Kashmir region, killing several soldiers on both sides. Each side blamed the other for starting the altercation, giving its own figures for the number of dead. India accuses Pakistan of sending militants across the border to carry out terrorist activities on its soil. Pakistan, on the other hand, accuses India of grave human rights violations. This is VOA News. South Africa's two top political parties began the year by pledging to restore credibility after corruption allegations were made against key leaders. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg that as next year's elections draw closer, South Africa's political players are driving home the message that corruption is their main target.
The ruling African National Congress and embattled President Jacob Zuma have long been accused of corruption. Critics of the government say this has left the state unable to carry out basic duties. But Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa, who succeeded Zuma as the ANC's top leader last month, says that will change. The ANC has dominated national politics for a quarter century, but has lost ground in recent years to the opposition Democratic Alliance, which captured three major cities in 2016's municipal polls. Meanwhile, the DA is having its own reckoning, charging Cape Town Mayor Patricia de Lille with corruption under the party's own disciplinary process. Political analyst Ralph Matega says these events may indicate that the two parties, which often try to cast themselves as each other's antithesis, may not be so different after all. He says he believes both leaders' words are sincere, but notes that they both face challenges in bringing their own parties into line. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
North Korea will send a 140-member orchestra to perform during the Winter Olympics in South Korea next month. The South's government sees that as a conciliatory gesture following months of nuclear tensions. South Korean officials say the decision was made during a meeting between delegations from the two countries. They met for the second time in a week Monday in the border village of Panmunjom as they try to work out details of the North's participation in the Winter Olympics. The UN Security Council made a lightning visit to Afghanistan the past few days. Diplomats met with the National Unity Government and had a first-hand look at the situation in the country. The 15-member council visited Kabul from January 13th to the 15th. It was the first time council diplomats have traveled to the country since 2010. The prime ministers of India and Israel reaffirmed their rapidly warming ties and spoke of the dawn of a new era Monday as the two nations signed agreements spanning areas such as defense, agriculture, energy, and trade following talks in New Delhi. Benjamin Netanyahu was the first Israeli prime minister to visit India in 15 years. The two countries have built close ties over the years, largely centered on arms purchases and mostly away from the public eye. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.